Michelle, you were just partway through your story of how you really discovered a better way of living. How, you know, clearly you're a very high achiever. I think you put a lot on yourself just listening to you with regards to wanting to do the absolute best in working with horses. But then also when that couldn't happen, you know, you played hard, and then you realised that you were damaging your health and potentially damaging others as well through your behaviours. And so you took to the gym and put yourself through a grueling workout there and program. And along the way, you realised that also you got some health issues with your heart. So let's pick up the story from there.
Okay. So yes, being born with aortic stenosis, the prognosis was that I would have to have mechanical valve replacement. Now, having mechanical valve replacement in a 30-year-old female that wants to have children and is also a top athlete is not the best way. But they told that in Perth, I was told that was the only way because there was no other surgeons doing anything else. But what I did find after I decided that I wasn't going to give up, I was going to achieve my purpose in life, which was to become a world champion, and I just needed to find a way to do it. I researched the internet, seeing what alternatives there were to mechanical valve replacement, and I found one surgeon in Melbourne performing a surgery called the Ross procedure. It's the outcome post-surgery is far, far better, but during surgery is a little bit riskier, and I would only be on one aspirin a day when I could resume full training again and have children, not a problem, everything like that. So I decided to go and have that surgery, and what that is they took my own healthy pulmonary valve out, modified it and put it into the aortic position, and then I've had a human donor valve put into the pulmonary position. So again, like I say, and they've told me that it would only last about 10 years and I would have to have it redone. But someone that has such a strong purpose and such a strong why, I chose, even though it was a riskier surgery, I'd have to have it done again in 10 years. That was good enough for me because I really wanted to fulfill my dreams and I wanted to start a family. So I went and had it done and it was a huge success. And within a couple of weeks, I was flown back to Perth and I was able to resume training. Mind you, I was only in the gym doing physiotherapy stretches for the first couple of weeks, but that was my journey back for body, mind and soul, was getting amongst others, being in a positive place, because I already had a history of depression, and if I was staying at home and hiding away, it would have been very easy to think, and a lot of heart patients tend to get frightened. Mm. They think if they do anything strenuous or anything and leave the house after they've had open heart surgery that they could die or whatever, and I think there's a lot of fear and we need to break through these fears, and I'm a living example that you can. But just all I was doing, and each week I got stronger, and I went from not having the strength to open a small bottle of water to 18 months later winning the world natural bodybuilding figure title, and I went 1 month over that original 5-year goal, which was fabulous. I was actually a little bit annoyed at myself that 1 month over I didn't quite get there.
Gosh.
How's that? But I've handled that now. I've made peace with that. But I also discovered to rebuild my body, I had to look at the nutrients and what I was feeding my body. So that's how I developed the NASAFIT company, basically, and I discovered 6 secrets to rebuilding my body, because I had to, and my body was in a highly stressed state. It had been abused for many, many years. I'd lost all my muscle. I had severe surgery, and to rebuild, and I'm living proof that you can regenerate the body from the inside out, but you must get the internal environment correct, and the right amount of nutrient support from live living foods needs to be going in, and also exercise. Exercise is a stress, so you don't stress an already stressed body. So I needed to find revitalizing ways to exercise to still get the result that I wanted, which was muscle growth, because I'd lost it all during the surgery and the recovery time, and also to get lean as well for my next competition. So it is possible to do both, and many people say you can't, but you need high volume of nutrient-dense foods going in and the correct timing of things. So
what kind of foods then are you talking about? If you're looking at these 6 tips,
yes,
to help us, and now, you know, you were through competition, you were working in that high-level fitness area, bodybuilding, which is a whole other sphere, but,
yes,
you know, and fascinating area, I think,
particularly
for women. But for the person every day who just wants to be healthier and leaner and to understand better their body and what they should be putting inside their body.
Absolutely. And it's the easiest thing to do is that you've got to look at food from a live or dead point of view. Is it processed? Is it not? Has it got nutrient value? Does it not? is it giving me something or is it taking away? So that's what I teach people, and that's what I say, getting back to basics, one food ingredients are the optimal, and in an organic state and in a raw state, because all the enzymes are intact and it's high, high nutrient dense. But we've also got to make sure people have their water correct. So many people aren't drinking enough water, clean water, because everyone needs that for hydration. They mistake hunger for hydration or dehydration quite a lot of the time. But from a nutrient point of view, we need to get foods as fresh and as close to nature as possible. And that's why I always recommend the majority of everybody's food needs to be plant-based, because all our vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients and antioxidants are all within our fresh fruit and vegetables. And an apple has 400 ingredients.
Really? No, I'm going to have a little sip on the apple.
Go for it.
Tell me, is it just apple? What's
no,
in this?
No, in there you've got one whole apple. We've got spinach, we've got kale, we've got celery, we've got cucumber, we've got lime, and we use a natural sweetener called stevia. It's a liquid one we bring in from America. It's fantastic because there's no carbohydrates. It's a pure raw product. It doesn't have any, some of them can be a little bit not tasting very nice at the end. There's an aftertaste, but this one is a very clean one, because I do believe too much of a good thing is still too much, and we don't want too much sugars. 90% of the population are eating way too many processed sugars, but we're also getting sugar in fruit. Fruit has fructose. It is great. It's full of vitamins and minerals, but too much of it is still too much. So I only ever use one piece of fruit in a juice. What did you think of that?
I think it's great, Ashley. And well, always when I have a fresh juice, and I don't know, isn't it interesting psychologically that you just know that you're tasting goodness?
Yes,
and
that's
what
right.
It feels like. It's natural, but it has I can feel that sort of slight sweetness to it, which is good.
Yes.
And I like the texture as well.
Yeah, and from a cellular level, your body is saying, thank you, you're giving me nutrients. You're not just giving me calories, there is a nutrient return, and that is the key. Most people are in a state of starvation from a nutrient point of view, not a caloric point of view. We're overeating because we're not getting the nutrition. Our body sends out a message to eat every half an hour, an hour. If people that constantly think about food, if they go back and see how much live food they're eating compared to how much dead food, their body sends out a message to eat because it's looking for nutrients. It's not looking for calories or energy. It's looking for to repair and restore its cellular health. And, you know, our blood turns over, all our cells are dying every day, and they can either regenerate or degenerate. We'll regenerate if we're feeding those cells high nutrition, and that comes from live food. Nothing in a bottle that's man-made can replicate what nature has given us.
Do you eat meat?
I don't myself. I haven't always been that way, but the last 2 years I don't eat meat. But that's more of an ethical thing for me. I don't like the way animals are being farmed. But I think protein is so important. So it's up to people where they like to get their protein, but it depends on the source. So again, if you're choosing to eat meat or chicken or fish, it's where is it? Is it organic? Is it grass-fed? The hormones that they're putting into, and again, it's the food manufacturers and how they're farming. If you're getting a good, clean source that's beautiful, I don't mind people eating, that's up to them, but for myself, that is the reason. Purely, I don't want to partake in the way that they're farming, mass farming nowadays. Yes.
When you had your surgery, the doctors, the professionals around you, when you said, did you tell them, I'm going to go back into training, I'm going to go back into competition world when it comes to bodybuilding, what was their response to them, and did they give you advice on nutrition and diet?
Oh no, absolutely no advice in regards to nutrition. Doctors don't specialise in that area. I mean, that's why we have dietitians that go to university and learn those. And doctors are too busy to do that. They've got so many other things. So, no, they didn't really give me any guidance. They did look at me with a hilarious look on their face, like, oh, my goodness. And they did know my background a little bit. And I think there was a little bit sense of worry on my cardiologist's face, because I think he knew if I didn't achieve my goal that I was high risk for going back down the gurgler, basically. But he... They let me go, and I just said, I'm going to prove that I can rebuild any type of body or my body. It was a very diseased body. My heart took up my entire chest cavity. My resting heart rate was 155 beats per minute, so I felt like I was in a state of anxiety all the time. So it was a big ask, but I did. But to create a radical change, you need to do radical things. So I implemented the plant-based nutrition, high amounts of it. I went into raw foods, juices, smoothies, tonics, all those type of things. But everything came from real food. I came off all my synthetic supplementation and things like that, and I just fed my body what it's designed to eat. But I got it in high volume, because that's the key. It had to be high, high nutrient and a lot of it. That's why juicing and smoothies are so great, because you can get a lot of produce in without filling yourself stuff. stomach up too much, because people otherwise think they're eating. You wouldn't eat a whole kilo of kale, but you could juice that down and drink it and get the massive amount of nutrients from there.